This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Rob, and this is 6 Minute English. With me today is Finn. Hello, Finn.
Hello, Rob.
Today we're discussing money.
Money, yes, a subject close to my heart, but we're not talking about big money, are we?
No, we're talking about the humble penny, the Canadian penny, to be more precise. It's going to be withdrawn from circulation because production costs have exceeded its monetary value.
So there's not much time left to spend a penny.
That's a very good penny idiom. And I'm sure there are plenty more we'll mention in today's programme.
Yes, but of course the penny is not the proper name for this small Canadian coin. Its official name is the cent. So do we have any cent idioms today, Rob?
We don't. But as always, I do have a question to ask you.
Okay.
Right, well, it's on the theme of money, of course, and in which country would you use the Tambala coin? Is it A, in Malawi, B, Madagascar, or C, Myanmar?
I don't know the answer, so I'm going to say it sounds like an African country. Let's say Malawi.
Malawi. OK, well, I'll let you know the answer at the end of the programme. But let's get back to the news that the Canadian penny, or cent, is being withdrawn from circulation.
The Royal Canadian Mint will no longer distribute the coin to financial institutions around the country, but it will remain legal tender.
Legal tender. That means shops can still accept the coin as payment for things. But it's slowly going to disappear because places like banks will not be given any new ones. So why is this?
Well, I suppose the coin does not have much value these days, and personally, I find having loads of small coins in my pocket quite annoying.
That's true, although all those pennies can add up to a lot of money, so I like to save them in a big jar. People do say that if you take care of the pennies, the pounds will take care of themselves.
Well, in Canada, at least, there will be fewer pennies to collect. It might be nickels instead. Nickels are worth 5 cents each. That's because the government has advised shop owners to round out prices to the nearest nickel for cash transactions. So that means to increase or round up or decrease, round down, to the nearest nickel.
Canada is not alone in withdrawing small coins. Other countries such as New Zealand, Australia, the Netherlands, Finland and Sweden no longer use the penny. And here in the UK, some people think that the penny is just a waste of space.
Peter Nichols is a coin dealer. Would he miss the British penny if it was withdrawn?
Not at all. I don't even count them in the till. When the section gets too full, I put it in a charity box. That's more or less where it comes from now, yeah.
So he wouldn't miss them. The pennies he gets now go into a box where money is collected for charity. They're basically a nuisance. They just get in the way.
Of course, the other problem with these small coins is how much they cost to make. They're not cost effective. In Canada, it costs 1.6 cents to make a 1 cent coin. So that means it costs the economy a pretty penny.
A pretty penny. That means a large sum of money. Yes, the Canadian economy makes a loss of 11 million Canadian dollars every year by making these coins. That's a big loss from a small coin. But back in the UK, some people are fond of this humble coin. They want to look after the penny.
Could we say they're penny pinchers, Rob? That's what we call people who are careful with how they spend their money. It means they count every penny.
Definitely not me, and nor is it Phil Mussel, who is a numismatist. That's someone who collects and studies coins.
I think it would be a great shame if we got rid of the penny. It's one of those iconic coins of Britain. We've had the penny since 780, and we've had it ever since. In fact, up until the 14th century, it was the only coin in circulation.
So Phil Mussel is nostalgic about the British penny. He calls it an iconic coin. It represents or is a symbol of British currency.
By getting rid of the penny altogether, there's fear that it could create inflation.
Phil Mussel fears that if this happened in the UK, prices would only go up. He says that is inevitable. It will happen.
Well, that would make our wallets and pockets a lot lighter.
Our wallets? Hang on. I get it. The penny's dropped. I see what you mean.
Another idiom. Very good. Well, here's something that is inevitable. The answer to this week's question. Earlier, I asked you in which country would you use the Tambala coin?
Well, I said A, Malawi. Was I right?
Finn, you were absolutely right.
Oh, really?
The Tambala coin is legal tender in Malawi. 100 Tambalas make one kwacha. OK, well, it's almost time to go. But before we do, Finn, could you remind us of some of the words that we've heard today?
Heard today? Yes, we heard humble, circulation, legal tender, to round out, or to round up or down, a nuisance, a pretty penny, numismatist, try that one with us, numismatist, iconic, inflation, and inevitable.
Thanks. Well, that's all we have time for today. Please join us again soon for more 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Goodbye.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.